Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Maya and Anthony with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, rescue helicopters in Archerfield, Cairns in Townsville are going to be unavailable for some periods through September, which will cause an increase in emergency service response time in the areas. Pilot shortages due to insufficient pay rates, the large amount of training required, and fatigue management regulations have all contributed to the issue. Half of all the night shifts this month at Archerfield and Cairns will not be covered due to the shortages.
A man who was wrongfully convicted is currently in court against the state government and the investigating police officer and asking for a formal apology. Terry Irving spent 4.5 years behind bars after he was incorrectly found guilty of robbing a Cairns bank in 1993. Mr. Irving said he feels exonerated, vindicated and violated.
In national news, the New South Wales government has invested $38 million to establish a new initiative for educational institutions, workplaces and local communities to drive out domestic violence. The framework will address prevention strategies that shift community behaviours alongside the All In project to combat gender stereotypes in early childhood. Deputy Premier Puir Kaur said education is one of the most powerful tools to create a positive society where women and children can live safely.
The National Gallery of Australia is set to host the Ever-Present exhibition, which is the largest display of Indigenous art housed in Canberra yet. The exhibition holds 260 works that covers decades of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander history and has just finished travelling from Perth to Singapore and New Zealand. Direct man Billy Bien is one of the artists who contributed to the exhibit with his ceramic work Dog Walker and said that going from creating ceramics in his parents' tiny basement during the pandemic to the NGA is surreal.
In international news, today is World Sepsis Day, and as an opportunity to increase public awareness, Sepsis Australia has created a tongue-twister challenge we encourage you all to check out and partake in. I'm sepsis susceptible and susceptible to sepsis. Sepsis can happen to anyone at any time from any infection, affecting up to 55,000 Australians each year and is the number one preventable cause of death worldwide.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with 40% chance of rain. It's currently 21 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7.4, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au/national news.